This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 199, The Predator from 2018. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, how long has it been since you've seen The Predator?
You said it came out in 2018?
Yeah.
2018. That's the last time I saw it. I only watched it once. I saw this at the theater. And then back when I collected steelbooks, I bought the 4K steelbook of it. Never watched it again. Then I bought that 4-pack 4K and I sold the steelbook. And then I watched it for this review. And that was it. So this is a second time watch.
Yeah. Man, for me, could it be? I think it's two or three. I saw it in the theater.
Okay.
Me and my wife, she fell asleep. I was horrified from what I saw. And then I brought the 4-pack. I watched the 4-pack. And then the third time would be this time for this review. So
you've seen it that's one
the
last more time.
Yeah. One and last time.
You're more of an expert than me.
Pretty much. All right. So with that said, let's see what the critics and the audience have to say about The Predator from 2018. Nate.
Well, it's going
to
be an easy one because they have the same exact score. There's no difference. Critics and audience, the rare, if you've been listening to all these episodes, this is pretty rare, but even scores, 33% right across the board. Critics 33, audience 33. That means one out of every three persons like this movie. It's not, it sounds like it's not that bad, but it is bad when you think of like 1,000 people, you know, then it's not that many. It's only like 330. So it's not that many. But yeah, 33 and 33. So equal right across the board.
I'm shocked. I thought it would be like 14.
Oh, you thought it was going to be lower.
I thought it was going to be super lower. But 33, look, you know, I'm not surprised.
Fans of franchises tend to be forgiving with their franchises. It's just, it's a fact of life.
Hey, it is what it is. But you know what? It's time to get into this. I want to hear what Nate thinks about this film.
Yeah.
Because this is the second time for him watching it. So I really want to know. All right, Nate, let's get right into this movie review. First segment up, we got the main lead character here. Okay. So what do you think?
That one guy. Yeah. So you guys, you know, I just said what I said about fans. But if you've been listening to the last 3 weeks, I have already admitted that I am not a diehard Predator. Like, I like the first movie a lot. And like, that's it. I don't like Alien vs. Predator. I'm not a diehard Predator fan. So I'm going to bring you real honest. I mean, not that Alex won't. He will too. He's very honest. But I'm coming from a non-fan perspective of the Predator. This lead character is not that good. I gave him a two. Well, the only reason I gave him a two is because he's pretty good. Like, okay, he's a military guy. He's good with the action and stuff like that. So I give him a two. But he's like a terrible dad. Pretty much, you know, he's a terrible husband. Like the lady says, she's like, he's a lot of things. He may be a terrible husband, but he's a good soldier. All right. So that's all he is. He's a good soldier. They pretty much tell you right there. That's his whole identity is good soldier. So Boyd Holbrook is the actor. He's an okay actor. Like he's been in things I like. He was okay in Logan. He had like a metal arm or whatever. I don't know why, but he was cool in Logan. He's been in a few things that I like him. The performance is not like bad. He fits the role, but the character is not very interesting. He's got a son and a wife that he's kind of estranged from. He gets involved with a predator crash lands. I mean, this is more storyline, but still predator crash lands. He gets involved and then he wants to kill it. Like he's just like obsessed with killing the Predator pretty much the whole movie. That's his only tie to it. It's not like Arnold's Predator where Predator attacks his group. He kind of like he kills one of his friends or his two friends or whatever. But he's like hell bent on revenge. Like Arnold's like, I'm trying to survive. And this guy wants to like hunt the thing down and kill it. It's kind of weird. I'll be like, yo, get that thing away from me. I don't want to be nowhere near it. Y'all catch it.
Yeah.
And good luck. So I gave him a two. He's not very memorable. I don't even remember his name. And I just watched this today. He's Soldier. So two.
All right. So look with that. His name is Quinn McKenna. McKenna.
Okay. Quinn McKenna.
Quinn McKenna. Very whack. I gave him a one. He is not interesting. His character wasn't written right. I felt like that was a rush character into the franchise like The Predator. Like, we can say whatever we want about Danny Glover's character, But at least he had a purpose in part two. And true. I know you didn't like Danny Glover's cat because he was just a cop.
He was cop.
Yeah, he was cop. But you know what? He had a purpose. But you're right. Yeah. This one is just a soldier. And you're absolutely right. Like, this dude wanted revenge. I understand. But first of all, it's an alien being that he saw turn invisible in front of him. And he wants to go right after this dude. I'm sorry. Any military guy, I don't care how badass you are, you will not want to go toe-to-toe with an alien being that has invisible camouflage. So with that said, I didn't like the performance at all. I didn't care for the group. And I know you didn't tie in the group and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I know. The group did not work for me, especially for a Predator movie. I was very shocked and surprised that they decided to make a comedy-based group. Like, Shane, you had a Black guy that had a... Yeah, right, he had it.
And I like the cast, like Thomas Jane, Keegan-Michael Key. I can't think of the Black guy's name right now, but he's a good actor. He was in Moonlight. Like, they got good actors. Theon Greyjoy. They're annoying. He had Tourette's. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, I did not like the Tourette's dude. And I know he was the Punisher. We all know what he did.
He's a cool actor.
He's a great actor. Yeah, great actor. The Tourette's shit did not work with me. The comedian dude, whatever his
name. Keegan-Michael Key,
yeah.
From Key Appeal.
A movie like this, Predator did not need comedy relief. I keep telling people that. Does not need it. And they gave it to us. It did not work. His son, we'll talk about that during the storyline because that bothered me a lot watching the damn movie.
Oh, yeah.
Overall, you're absolutely right. Not memorable characters. Like, I could give two shits about this character.
Olivia
and I
Munn.
Didn't.
She's a scientist. That's another one. Give me a break.
Yeah, a hot scientist. But
yeah,
a scientist.
She's gorgeous, but yeah. I mean, just give me a break. Sterling K. Brown. I liked him. The black scientist guy, because he seemed like he knew, like he was in on some joke that no one else was in on. He was like, I'm going to play this really kind of over the top. And all these people are like trying to be really. And he's just like, nah, this movie's goofy. And I'm just going to do this weird performance. Yeah. I kind of like him.
Look, with that said, I gave it a 1. You gave it a 2. Main villain. There's like 20 predators in this movie from what I remember. There's a big predator.
So there's predator, but yes. So there's Predator.
Yes.
Then there's two Predator dogs, but they don't look like the one from the Robert Rodriguez movie. They look different. No. They got little dreadlocks like a regular Predator. So it was weird. Then they got the Shaquille O'Neal Predator, the Yao Ming. He comes out. He's the Yao Ming, he's like 9 feet tall. And all right. So the Predators. Okay, I have been on record of saying I think 2 was the worst Predator to me, just as far as like he sucked. He got beat up by Danny Glover. He was whack. But in my mind, I'm thinking maybe he's a baby. You know, I still gave him a 3. This Predator, he crash lands. Oh, he's running away from another Predator. Then he crash lands on Earth, kills some people, pretty good, bloody kills, got the technology, whatever, but pretty much gets like messed up by the good soldier guy. Right. Because then he gets captured by some scientists. Like, no Predator ever has been captured. And they just captured this one and they're doing like testing on him and all this. And I'm like, what the hell? And they don't really show him get captured. Like, he's just captured all of a sudden. And it's like, how, when, who did this? How did they get this done? Like, it's something to me that needed to be shown in a movie like this. When you have established a character that is an incredible hunter, survivor, killer, and you're going to tell me that they just got him somehow, they put him in a net and here he is. Okay. So this one is now the replacement of, he's now the worst Predator because he barely kills anybody. Right.
Yeah.
Then when Yao Ming Predator shows up, slams him into the car. He punches him in the face so hard that he dies, and then he rips his head off. He's the worst Predator. So I give that Predator a 1. He's no good. He looks cool, but he's no good. All right. Plus, he lets people live. Like, he lets Olivia Munn live for no reason. He just walks past her. Like, he didn't have a good enough body count. He did kill some scientists in the lab. That was kind of cool, but whatever. 1. Now, Yao Ming Predator, all CGI. He's fully CGI. He's not practical. He's not a man in a suit. He is a computer-generated image. Is he cool? Yeah. Predator, I've already said it. I think he's a great, like, monster character. So he's not cool, but it sucks that it's CGI in a series that has had all, like, guys in suits every single movie. Even the last one was like, besides the dogs were CGI, but like the predators were guys in suits. And this one is full CGI. So he moves a little weird. Like he doesn't look natural when he's jumping and all this stuff. And then at the end, he gets beat up by good soldier, scientist Olivia Munn, turns invisible. Like, you know what? I'm going to give them combined a two also. I'm going to give them a two because I will say there's some bloody kills like in the science lab or whatever that are pretty cool. I do like when Yao Ming rips his head off, mm-hmm. like the other predator. That was neat. So I give him the two just for that. But that's it. These are the worst set of predators in any Predator movie, even including Alien vs. Predator, which we didn't review. These are the worst ones for sure.
Yeah, I mean, look, I agree with you, but I'm going even lower, baby. I gave it a one. I did not like this Predator. All right, so the problem with this Predator, okay, I hated the fact that there was multiple Predators and they were going against each other because we never seen a movie that way. You know what right. I mean? Like, we've never seen a predator after a predator while a predator is going after humans. Right. Like, the story, we're going to talk about in the storyline why that happened. But for me, it did not work. I think it was very too much storyline thrown all over the place. Because, I mean, I remember watching this in a theater going, why was there another predator hunting down a predator? Like, while he's attacking the humans. Like, it was just way too much going on. And you're right, the Yao Ming guy. Now, he's a hybrid human mixed with predator blood. I thought that was once Olivia Munn started to break down that DNA structure and she said this is got to be one of the dumbest plot lines known to me.
DNA was mixed with Yao Ming, clearly.
Yeah, with Yao Ming.
Feet tall. Yeah.
They must have killed him in the movie.
Yeah, for sure. He doesn't exist in this world.
He doesn't exist. Killed. They took his blood and made a Yao Ming predator. Yeah, I don't like it. I felt like he was super strong. If you would have gave me him as the actual villain, this would have been super high because I was like, it would have been unique. It would have been a 10-foot predator against these dudes. I would have been like, yeah, that's actually really cool. Like a big predator, like invisible and all that. But it didn't work. It didn't do that. You had that original one, which I was like, I don't know. I just felt like, and he lost his gadgets. Like predator loses his gadgets in the beginning of the movie?
He let the soldier mail all his gadgets to his house. Like he shipped it in a box. They're like, what is this?
I thought you were going to bring it up because I remember watching. I was like, wait a minute. He lost his hand cannon, his mask.
Yeah.
And I was like, what Predator movie did he ever lose it? Besides taking it off and whooping someone's asses.
Right.
That alone gave it the one. Because I was like, there's no way any Predator will go down that line and allow you to take his gadgets. And he said, Millie FedEx did in Mexico.
He did. He was in Mexico. He sent himself a package. And then the kid got it. And the kid knows how to. Well, that's the first story.
We're going to talk about that. But yeah, look, a one. Another two for you. I gave it a one. Okay, action sequences. What did you think of the action?
This will be the highest score in my list because I do watch every movie objectively, and the action's not bad in this movie. Honestly, it's bloody, which I love. You know, it's R-rated. It's pretty fun. I like the scene with the when the crash landing scene's okay, the very beginning, but I like the scene in the facility when the predator like wakes up and starts like killing all the scientists. It's pretty cool, really bloody, gory. I like it. You got Jake Busey in there, Gary Busey's son, of course, from Predator 2. He's one of the scientists in there. So that was neat.
He plays Jake Keyes. He plays the son of Part 2. Remember the guy, the scientist?
Father's son. They got his actual son to play his son. Yeah. That's cool. I'm with that. I like Jake Busey too. He's kind of funny.
He's funny. he's mad funny.
Yeah. So that was neat. That scene was good. Then you got the scene a little bit later where the convict military guys, they all fight at the baseball field with the predator dogs. And it was okay. Yeah. It was okay though, because there's a lot of gun shooting. I like the black guy. He runs, jumps across the hood. Like it was okay. Not amazing, but okay. Then there's the fight. Then the rest of them are at night, you know, like outside and at night, which I don't love because it's all dark, but whatever. They were fun. I think the last kind of action scene, it's well executed. It's bloody. So I'm going to give the action a four. I do think out of everything in this, it's definitely the best part of the movie. It does have solid, coherent, well-shot, bloody action. So it was a four. I didn't mind. When the action goes off, that's the parts that I can watch the most because the rest of it is such a disaster. So, I give it a four.
You know, I agree with everything you said. I didn't give it a 4 for great. I gave it a... You see, you used the word solid, and that's what I was thinking. It's a solid action, so I gave it a 3 for good. Because honestly, the action is not memorable. Like, if we break down all 4 of these movies, which we did, and I go to you, Nate, which are the most memorable scenes of each of these movies? I guarantee you, in a heartbeat, you'll give me 1, 2, and Predators. This one, you'll have trouble looking for that one scene that captivated you, and you go, oh, okay, this is it. You know what I'm saying? For me, this had no memorable moment for me to go, this is it. This is the scene that made the Predator.
Yeah.
Didn't happen for me. I didn't like it as much. But I agree with you. Everything was cool and dandy. Shane Black does know how to shoot action because, of course, he did Iron Man 3. And again, we reviewed another Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Yeah. That was another one that we did here on the show, in the channel. I liked it. I was like, you know what? The action is really good. You could see he knows how to shoot action. But again, the action sequences here was poorly not executed, but it was poorly added to the movie. Like, it was just too much. Like, at the end, when they go to the ship to blow it up, to me, that was way too much chaotic because the guy went in there and then the other guy had the invisible cloaking device. Then he shot the other dudes and then the Predator came in.
Everybody turned invisible at some point during this movie.
Yeah.
Like, all humans get to turn invisible is dumb.
What made no sense to me, which... I'll just do it right now here. The invisible cloaking device was a round ball. In every other movie, the invisible device was on his hand because all he did was do the little and then just showed up and then he disappeared. And I was like, wait a minute, son. Now he has a ball that he could just turn into invisible. Like, to me, I felt like, and I know you use a lot of the word when you do your reviews. It was not safe, but it was very... coincidence? Convenient. I guess it's a coincidence. Convenient. Very convenient. Going, oh, how can the humans take it away from it? Oh, we'll just make it into a little ball device. We'll just
make it a ball.
Yeah, we'll make it into a marble, and it's easy for him to carry. First of all, he swallowed it and he shitted it out during the movie, which I thought it was really bad. Even my wife was like, first of all, it would have been really hard for him to just drink a brandy and swallow a big thing without choking, but he did it like nothing. Like he just guzzled it down. Yeah, big throat.
That's his nickname. Big throat.
Big throat. Yeah, big throat McKenna.
Yeah, that's right.
No, but look, I understand it. It is what it is. Poor choices in a lot of the decisions here. Even when they went on top of the machine and the cloaking had to come and then it cut the dude in half, I was just like, and then the dude willingly threw his ass into the engine.
Yeah.
Not the gun. Yeah. He didn't throw the gun into the engine. He decided to go, I do peace. Whoa. He literally willingly threw himself into an engine. And I was just like, yeah, that's too coincidental. It is way too much. Like, I was just
and
like,
then
the
Predator, like, he knows the thing has cloaking too, and he's like touching the ship, and his arm gets chopped off. It comes like, and then he gets mad at them, like, yeah. It's like, this is so, that's kind of silly.
A lot of silliness. So, anyway, I gave it a 3. I think it was good. You gave it a 4. Okay, storyline.
A one. I remember when I saw this, like, we walked out the theater and I was like, that wasn't that bad. You know what I mean? Like, it was whatever. Now, this was written at the time, and you'll have more to say about it than I do, but this movie was written at the time where these movies and shows kept doing this thing where they would have these, like, autistic characters or characters with Asperger's or whatever, and they're all, like, super geniuses, and, like, and I get it. There are such things of, like, sometimes, like, a movie like Rain Man, which was in the 80s, right? Like, they do have, some of them have, like, these memories that they could remember everything, but this kid, okay, Jacob Tremblay, who's a great actor. He's a great actor, the kid. Nothing wrong with him. He's a kid. I'm not going to sit here and bash him, but he didn't write this movie, and... The way it's written, it's like, what is this? Like, he opens this thing and he just understands the Predator language and he knows how to read it and write it and figure out how to use all this machinery. And then when kids yell at him, he's sitting in the floor, rocking in the corner, making noises, you know, like hitting himself in the head. I'm like, I don't like that. They did something similar in the Power Rangers movie where one of the characters was autistic. And it's like
Blue Ranger.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't like them using that. It's okay to make a movie with the autistic character, because that it's real life, you know what I mean? But I don't like when they were going through this phase of, you know what, let's try and make it where autism is not, it's not that bad, and they're actually like incredible genius level things. I think it's a bad plot device personally. And I don't have any in my family, you know, like autistic or anything, but I would be like offended if I did. I'd be like, what is this? Like, this is horrible. That's number one. Number two, just everything we've said so far, if you didn't get that this plot is nonsense, then I don't know what to tell you. It's everything's random. The predator randomly crashes. He doesn't land. Okay. Every other predator landed or took the people there and hunted them. This one like accidentally falls out the sky through a weird wormhole, and then he crash lands, and then they capture him randomly. They don't show what happened. All these guys are random, like these, everything is random. And I hate random movies. I hate when things just conveniently happen. People conveniently meet. They just so happen to meet this scientist and this kid, and the dad happens to have a kid who can figure out the alien technology. And it's like, oh my gosh, there's just one after the other. And it's really bad because Shane Black, I think, is a great writer. I think he's a great writer because Kiss Kiss Bang Bang is great. The Good Guys, I think it's called. The Good Guys is a really great movie. Iron Man 3, I wouldn't say it's great, but it's not bad, and the script is not like horrible. And then of course he wrote Lethal Weapon. Like he's a great writer. I don't know what crack he was smoking when he wrote this movie. Almost nothing works. Almost nothing works. So it's kind of a disaster, and I give it a one.
Yeah, look, I mean, again, the action is always going to be the highest part, and this for this movie was going to be high. The storyline is a one. I continuing it with the one. Everything you said was absolutely right. I'm just going to touch on this quick. But when I saw the minute I saw when we were in the theater, me and my wife, and we saw the kid when the alarm went off and I saw the kid hold his ear, I was like, please don't add this into the movie, because this movie, The Predator, was not a movie to add these type of situations. This type of flaw in a character. That's what I'm trying to say. It did not work for me because he's not the main character that's going to fight the Predator. I mean, he became the main character once he figured out how to use it, and the Predator went to his house, and now he figured out that this guy is a super genius and they want to take his blood and mix it with the damn Predator when they figured out he was this type of genius. So I was really mad. I wanted to leave the theater, but I was just like, let me just finish this movie to see where it goes. And I was not happy with this. I was not happy with Power Rangers at all when I saw it, because I felt like everything you said was absolutely right. Hollywood is exploiting the autism, knowing, okay, if we put an autism character, whether it's Power Rangers is a superhero, so kids are gonna flock to the theater going, hey, this is the type of guy. And you're absolutely right, there's different types of autism. My son could put a puzzle together for the first time. He could put a puzzle together in 5 minutes after looking at a photo. That's his, to me, I was like, oh, that's great. Everyone has, he has great memory. But now when it comes to computer and technology, he's not there yet. He's behind the spectrum. So it's a very different thing. Everyone is different. So the kid in this movie, he's like, he has Asperger's, but then they made him into like, he could just go into technology, alien technology off the whim. Like, first of all, it doesn't work like that. I was not happy with it. I got even mad when those kids were making fun of him. Like, it was me, my wife, and then there was another couple across the way that was really mad. Like, they were just like, really? Like, they were going really at the screen.
Like, those jokes, and I wasn't not, like, if you're going to write that character that way, you can't also have the kids make those kind of jokes.
I mean, I don't mind it. Like, the kid was trying to pick on him. I didn't mind it. They slapped all the chess pieces on the floor.
Is one thing,
right. Which I was like, that's okay. But then it was just like, oh, dude, we got here. We got an ass. I forgot what he called it. And I was just like, it didn't land with me. I was very shocked that they went down this road. But they did do it. I didn't like it. That was the main focal point in the movie. Did not work for me. Now, the Predators, the reason why he was there, he was a freaking alien smuggler bringing technology for the humans. And then they had another Predator hunting them down, a bounty hunter. I was lost. I was like, wait a minute. So now we have smuggler predators, bounty hunter predators, bringing technology for the humans so they could protect themselves from the bounty hunters coming on Earth to take their DNA and then mixing it with the humans. I did not like that. I thought that was a very weak, lazy idea just to make money off a property that's famous. And I'm going to be honest, I'm going to say this right now because this is the last one in terms of us watching The Predator. I hope they never make another movie again. I love the Predator. I think they did Prey. I know they did Prey, but I mean Prey. Yeah, it's a prequel, but what I mean in the futuristic.
Yeah.
Like
a modern.
I mean, one. I give Prey its props, but honestly, I'm pretty much done with the Predator. There's no more you can do. I don't know where you could go after this. I'm honestly just so burnt out with the Predator. The more we saw the Predator movies, the worse it got. Like, I don't understand. I don't know if you understand what I mean.
Yeah.
Besides one, two, and three.
I flip-flop Predators and Predator 2, but I get what you're saying. They don't get better. They don't, keep increasing in quality. None of them's even close to the first one. So
nope. Not even in kills, action. Think the more modern that we get with these, the gadgets will get better? No. Mm-mm. The kills get better? They're all replicating everything from 1 and 2 in every movie. So for me, I just felt like they're not being innovative with these storylines. So anyway, with that, I gave it a 1. What is your overall in total?
So my overall, it's a 2. It's a 2. And that's because, like I said, I thought the action was a little better than you did. I gave the villain and the lead a 2. Yeah, the humor didn't really work. The story's horrible, but I just found myself while watching it, I was able to get through it decently. I thought the action was fun, but it's a 2. And, 2 out of 5 sounds better, but it's maybe a 3.5 out of 10 for me, but since I don't really like to do too much halves or 0.75s, so I'm just going to round to a 2. But this is definitely the worst Predator movie. I will even say it's worse than... I'm not a fan of Alien vs. Predator. I'm not a fan. But this one's worse than Alien vs. Predator. And that's PG-13. And that one's better. Now, this is probably only better than Requiem, because that movie is dark. You can't see anything, and it's horrible. But that one had to be so horrible to be worse than this. This one's definitely the worst of the mainline Predator movies. It's not even, this made me like Predator 2 more, and I didn't even really like Predator 2 that much. So yeah, if I didn't have this in this box set, I'm glad I sold that steelbook. I wouldn't own it. I don't have any purpose to, I'll never watch it again after this. So yeah, it's a 2 for me.
Yeah, I never brought the steelbook. Honestly, I don't even think I own a Predator steelbook. I just have that 4-pack, to be honest.
I do too
you.
Now. I used to have, but not anymore.
Yeah, I always wanted the Predator with the Arnold and Predator. It was a colorful one. It was neon color. Yeah, I liked that. I was always wanted that cover, nice. But it was expensive. I was like, this is way too much.
And it was a Blu-ray.
Yeah, that's what I was like. It was way too much for a Blu-ray. So I agree with you. This movie is garbage. It is garbage. It is not good. It's not entertaining. It's a waste of film to me. It is. I gave it a 1. It is not good. It's another 1 on the board. It hurts me because, again, it's one of my favorite characters. Just to give it a 1, it's really bad. I agree with you on this, though. I enjoy Alien versus Predator unrated. I think it's a very good storyline. A little poorly executed here and there, but the action in it is subpar until they do the universal ride at the end when they're together and they're riding up the damn thing. Did not work for me. Alien versus Predator, Requiem. Another movie that had okay storyline, but horrible directing. I mean, the darkness is really bad, but I love the scene in the sewer when he attaches all the lasers and then he throws it and you see them all cutting them all up. Where is this Predator at?
But again, one good scene. But that movie's just so grimy. The pregnant lady and they're putting the thing in the... I'm like, this felt dirty. I didn't like that movie.
Well, I did feel dirty when the Predator started eating all the kids. And I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
That did not work for me.
Too much children murder in that movie for me.
So, look, all in all, I gave it a 1. What is your total points?
11. It's only an 11 out of 25. It's low. I agree with the 67% of people who do not like this movie.
Yeah.
I'm with them on 11.
Well, you know what's funny? This is not by design. When I say my score, it's not by design. I have a 7-11.
We got 7-11 here.
Yeah, I'm That's a 7.
First. I don't think we've ever it had a 7 first. And 11. Yeah.
We never had a 7-11.
199 episodes. First we finally did it.
We did a 7-11. So it's actually pretty funny. I scored a 7. It was a 1-1, 1-1, and a 3.
Yikes.
So, yeah.
This is one of your lowest. This is one of your Very lowest scores low. Ever.
Yeah.
That I can remember.
That's a lot of movies. Yeah. A lot of movies we've seen that was just really... Oh, well, maybe Rollerball.
I think you might have gave Rollerball... We have to go back and listen.
We got to go
it
back to Rollerball.
High, but 7 feels very low.
It does. I'll check that up. We'll hit the archives. Rollerball is very bad.
It's entertaining. It's more entertaining than this movie.
Especially the night vision scene.
We need to do a re-review of Rollerball. It only had a 3% on Rotten Tomatoes or something.
Isn't it coming
like that.
Out in 4K or is it the original?
No, that's the original one.
Okay.
That one's supposed to be good. I don't know.
I'll tell you this. If that Rollerball comes out in 4K over like From Dusk Till Dawn, I'm going to be so mad. But anyway, with that said, Nate, what is coming up next on the podcast?
All right. So next episode, we're continuing with our horror-tinged action movies, and we're going to be doing a little bit of Dog Soldiers, which me and you actually watched together in person. So we're going to be doing a together review for a movie we watched in the same room. And then next week, we're starting a new franchise, Alex. I'm glad that you're tired of Predator. Because we're done with Predator. No more Predator. We are moving on to an action franchise that I have seen zero of the movies. So it will be 5 first-time watches for me, and it's going to be the Dirty Harry series. Do you feel lucky, punk? Do you? That's all I know from it. And Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing else. I know nothing. I've seen, like, no minutes of these movies. I'm actually excited. I bought a Blu-ray 4-pack last year when I realized I was going to be putting this on the schedule. So I'm looking forward to cracking that thing open, and the fifth one I'll have to watch on HBO or something. But Dirty Harry is the movie we will be reviewing first next week.
Nice. I have the DVD. That's what I'm going to be watching it on.
Do you feel DVD? 720. Do you like 240p?
Oh, man. All right, guys. There you have it. If you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix. More reviews, anything action movie, guys, head over to YouTube.com/GeeksAndFlix for the video version of the podcast. And, of course, we have an official website, which will be beginning an upgrade soon. You can head over to www.geeksandflix.com. Join the Patreon. Watch the behind the scenes of your favorite episodes being made. We have merchandise for Geeks and Flicks and action movie guys. Yeah, other than that, yeah, join the Patreon. Have fun with those perks. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nate Flix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.